North Carolina, where she's going to tour the damage from the deadly Hurricane Helene, and dozens of people are still missing. She is also expected to discuss the things being done to help people struggling without food and water in some places.
I'm Jim Crisul in North Carolina. The state's Attorney General, Josh Stein, says his office has received about 200 complaints alleging Hurricane Helene-related price gouging. Most of the complaints are related to the price of fuel, groceries, bottled water, and hotel rooms. Stein expects more price gouging complaints as flooding victims get access to internet and cell phone service.
There are global demonstrations going on ahead of the anniversary of the Hamas attack on Israel. Many are pro-Palestinian, and others include people carrying Israeli flags. This is Israel continues its bombardment of Hezbollah in Lebanon. The BBC's Sebastian Usher with more.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, has arrived in Lebanon to support the humanitarian effort there and ask for more international help. On his arrival, he expressed his solidarity with the people of Lebanon, saying that hundreds of thousands have been left destitute or displaced by Israeli strikes.
The price of eggs is skyrocketing in the nation as bird flu continues sweeping dairy farms. Agricultural expert Patrick Westhoff explains.
So it all comes down to what the future of the disease is. If we manage to get the bird flu under control and don't have as many cases, we could be looking at a significant drop in prices in 2025.
The top education official in Oklahoma is trying to buy 55,000 Bibles for public schools and wants each copy to include the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. Republican State Superintendent Ryan Walters has been trying to require Bibles in every classroom, but some of the nation's largest school districts are resisting. He wants to spend $3 million in state money for the Bibles that fit a certain criteria. They match the God Bless the USA Bible that former President Trump has urged his supporters to buy. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I had to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new poll shows nearly half of Wisconsin voters stopped talking about politics with friends, family, and coworkers because clashing points of view make it too hard. Mike Moan reports.
46% of voters in the latest Marquette Law School poll said personal interactions were halted by differences of opinion about the candidates. That sentiment is higher than the past two election cycles. Voter Jane Gomez of suburban Milwaukee suggests there's a disrespectful tone that starts with the campaigns and trickles down to the voters themselves.
I think that we jump to conclusions too soon on both sides, that we're not willing to discuss.
Gomez, a conservative who plans to vote for Donald Trump this fall, says her mind can be changed when there's a thoughtful approach to civic engagement. In the race for the White House, the Marquette poll shows Kamala Harris leading Trump by 4 percentage points. The head-to-head matchup results are consistent with the school's early September poll. The survey also indicates there's a lot of enthusiasm among Wisconsin voters. Elsewhere in the Midwest, Sharonda Orridge of Minneapolis says she'll be voting for Kamala Harris in November. She says she isn't a big fan of politics, but her concerns about Donald Trump are enough to motivate her to support the Democratic ticket.
It's closer to my vision than what I see for Donald Trump, because he don't see people. He just sees himself.
Orange suggests preserving democracy is a major priority as she looks ahead to the election. She views voting as a duty for people who are serious about enacting the political change they believe in. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Back again. Tri-City Services wants to warm the hearts of their neighbors by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need. Nominate your person at calltricity.com before October 18th.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A brief evening shower, otherwise mostly clear tonight, cooler, low in the upper 40s and breezy. Sunshine and staying breezy for tomorrow, cooler, highs low 60s. Dry with sunshine and a warming trend to start next week, highs mid-60s Monday, Tuesday. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, National Security Leaders for America member Randy Manner joins us at 10:33 to talk about Project 2025. Pam Yonke in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the rolling bluffs of the Driftless region to the pristine shorelines of Superior in Michigan, from the Northwoods to the Kettle Moraine, Civic Media broadcasts across all of Wisconsin. For all of Wisconsin. Take a trip with us across the radio network to hear from communities throughout the state. This is the Civic Media Spotlight.
Welcome in to Hour 2 of the Civic Media Spotlight. Chad Holmes is up first, and this week on his show, the big topic was the Wausau ballot drop box. After its illegal removal by Mayor Doug Dinney, the box returned, and Chad discussed the situation with guest Nancy Stensel.
Good morning! It is Tuesday, the first day of October 2024. The time is 8:07, another very pleasant start in North Central Wisconsin at our 98.9 WXCO studios. A lot of sunshine, a lot of blue skies, a little bit cooler to start things off. Temperature of 49 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It does look as though that the Facebook stream after a couple of days is back, working very nicely. And if you'd like to see a video stream of what we're doing, you can go to facebook.com, go to the 98.9 WXCO page, click on that, and then be able to see us, be able to add your comments to the Facebook page as well that we will see. If you would like to call or text us, you can do that as well. The best way is through the Civic Media app. Just download the free Civic Media app and then be able to open up the 98.9 WXCO portion of the app and be able to hit the button to either call or text us. Or you can just dial us up, and the number is the same whether you want to call us or text us, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us with your questions, your comments. If there's something we should be talking about, do it. 715-382-9297. Coming up this morning on the program at 8:20, we'll be talking to meteorologist Brittany Merlot. She'll let us know about the weather. And again, it's not going to be as warm. I mean, we were seeing temperatures knocking on the door of records for recent weeks. Things have cooled down just a little bit here to start things off, but still just an outstanding morning, a very pleasant morning. So we have to wear a jacket. So be it. It's still beautiful out there. And maybe it's not going to be quite as warm, but it does look like it's going to stay dry, and there's still going to be plenty of opportunities to enjoy what's happening outside. And we'll get all the details as we get closer to the middle portion of the work week with Brittany Merlot coming up at 8:20. Then at 8:34, this morning, we'll be joined by North Central Wisconsin Labor Council Vice President Nancy Stensel, as she was one of the signatories on a release yesterday discussing the issue of the drop boxes that were removed by Mayor Doug Dinney 9 days ago. Yesterday, the box was returned and is back out front of City Hall. But even with that development, Nancy Stensel, along with a number of others, sent out a release talking about their viewpoint on what happened, what needs to be happening as well. And we'll talk to her about that coming up at 8:35 this morning. And then at 9:35 this morning, going to be talking to a woman named Jacqueline von Edelberg. It's very interesting. On Friday afternoon, I was about to head out to cover high school football, but the doorbell rang, and I went over there, and it was Jacqueline von Edelberg, and she says wanted to explain what she was doing here in Wausau. She was going to be over at the event that we talked about last week with the Minocqua Brewing Company's Kirk Bankstead had a Get Out the Vote event at Sylvan Hill on Friday of last week. Well, Jacqueline von Edelberg is from Illinois, and she said, come on out and I'll show you something. She showed me this van, pink van, and it's a Get Out the Vote van. And she is part of a coalition of women's groups that are going around for a big Get Out the Vote campaign for the November election. So we're going to talk at 9:35 to a Jacqueline von Edelberg about these groups that have got together, talk about that very interesting pink van that she showed off to me here in Wausau on Friday, and talk about some of the areas she's going to and the groups are going to and what the point is of this big effort made by multiple women's groups. So that's Jacqueline von Edelberg coming up at 9:35 this morning here on the program. Before we go any further, need to say good morning to our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
I think I want to start off this morning talking about the big news that came after we were off the air yesterday, that the Wausau absentee ballot box removed a week ago Sunday by Mayor Doug Dinney was put back out front of City Hall. But the issues continue, the discussions continued, and we're going to hear more about it, as I said, with Nancy Stensel coming up. But I mentioned just in the last 20 minutes, I did my weekly shot on the Pat Kreitlow's Up North News program, and the idea that people like Republican Party of Marathon County Chairman Kevin Hermanine, who sent a letter to the city clerk, the Wausau clerk, Caitlin Bernardi, urging her to delay opening the box. Hermanine, who tends to go way out there as part of a right-wing mega coalition, says it was unconscionable that the locked ballot box was outside City Hall without being secured to the ground, allowing anyone to tamper with it. And other Republicans and MAGAs are still trying to find fine print with the Wisconsin State Supreme Court decision that basically says that, again, the city clerk is the one that decides on the drop boxes, not the mayor, not anybody else. But you have folks like Herman, and you have folks like WSAU's Chris Conley, again, who I just was rereading his editorial, his commentary yesterday. And one thing that he needs to realize and others need to realize, he tries to basically say this is all about those liberals, that basically this is a ginned up charge, this is this is just basically a big red herring in order to try to get Doug Dinney out of office. Mr. Conley and others like him need to realize that this issue did not come up because liberals made it up. This issue came up because the mayor of Wausau, on a weekend, on a non-business day, put on the old hard hat, went on a Sunday to City Hall, got out the dolly, and removed the official absentee ballot drop box and moved it into his office. It was not liberals who told the mayor, hey, mayor, go out there and remove that box. That would give us a great issue to gin up to try to remove you from office. So everything that Conley talks about is, again, false. And, again, that really is not a surprise because most of what Conley says gets skewed to the mega far-right Republican point of view. So, again, and basically says that any investigation by the Marathon County District Attorney's Office will be partisan because he says they're filled with partisan Democrats. So basically, when I read that, does that mean that when a Republican or a conservative does something in Marathon County, they can't be investigated? Charges cannot be filed against them because, according to Conley and those like him, that the DA's office in Marathon County is filled with partisan Democrats? Is this a get-out-of-jail-free card, something that he knows a thing or two about? Mm-hmm. I don't understand the idea that somehow this is an issue ginned up by Democrats. That is baloney. This is something that came up because the mayor of Wausau decided that he was going to make this an issue. The mayor of Wausau decided after his discussions with the city clerk, where he did not get his way, that no was not going to be acceptable as an answer. Mm-hmm. So he decided to move it. And basically, my theory, and again, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not somebody that has studied the law and understands everything. But my theory is the reason that that Dropbox is back out there yesterday is because over the days, the mayor talked to lawyers, talked to other allies, and found out, hey, you don't have a leg to stand on right now. You better get that box back out there before more damage is done and more opportunity is given for you to get into trouble.
It seems like a reasonable observation.
Because if he really thought he was in the right, then he would not have returned the ballot box to where it is. Mm-hmm. He found out, no, I guess maybe I don't have a leg to stand on in this situation. So, again, we're going to find out where we stand with this issue. What are the next steps? Is this truly the liberals going after Mayor Doug Dinney to drive him from office? We'll find out from one of the signatories, again, on a statement that was released yesterday. We're going to talk to Nancy Stensel about this coming up again. This story is not done yet. And again, this is just plain politics. And again, when you see what Hermione says, when you see what other prominent conservatives say, again, they want to make sure it's as difficult as possible to vote. And one of the statements that was made by the mayor is that we have enough ways to vote. We have a lot of ways to vote. It's not also his position to decide, hey, there's enough ways to vote. That, hey, okay, we've reached a certain level. All right, we officially have enough ways to vote. No, that's the city clerk's job in this case. So, again, it's going to be a story to keep an eye on as we are down to what are we down to? 5 weeks to go for Election Day. Yep, we are 35 days away from Election Day here in the United States of America. And I think we're all looking forward to getting to that point so the commercials can go away, but
yes,
it's not going to slow down. It's actually going to get worse, I think, in the next 35 days when it comes to the commercials.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a political ads every 30 seconds on TV and online as well. But I agree that the mayor made a choice, and he didn't consider the repercussions of what he did. You know, he thought it wasn't going to be a big deal. Again, I could be wrong.
And one other thing, real quickly, before we have to go away for a quick timeout, is that in this commentary that Conley makes again, we've seen conservatives continually chip away at trust when it comes to elections. And when he says something like, well, there's a bunch of partisan Democrats in the DA's office, he's trying to chip away at trust in the criminal justice system. And again, I find it hard to take seriously somebody that's been knee-deep into the criminal justice system twice in the last year, making comments that maybe he thinks that maybe... Does he think that he was arrested twice because of a liberal conspiracy in the criminal justice system? I don't know. But again, you're chipping away at the trust, first of the elections, and now the criminal justice system, and that is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, we're going to talk about the weather. We're going to talk to meteorologist Brittany Merlot, and then we'll have Nancy Stensel coming up after that at 8:34. The time is 8:19, 98.9 WXCO.
The Chad Holmes Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on WXCO weekday mornings from 8 until 10. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over three decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Next up on the Civic Media Spotlight for this week, we'll go to the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie talked with the youngest living player to run the bases with the Negro Leagues, Dennis Biddle. Mr. Biddle shares some of his impactful experiences on the diamond and in his life since. He started yesterday's Negro League Baseball Players Foundation in 1996 to support players and their legacies.
Get pumped up, Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's my privilege and honor. So excited to be joined today in honor of the MLB playoffs and the inclusion of Negro League statistics finally in Major League Baseball statistics by the youngest living player of the Negro Leagues. He is 89 years young, folks. His name is Dennis Bose Biddle, and he almost did not play in the Negro Leagues. Mr. Biddle, when we were talking last, you left off with, you were about ready to head off to play football on a full ride scholarship at Grambling State. And you got a phone call from the Chicago American Giants, one of the Negro League teams, and they wanted you to come up and try out, sir. What happened next?
I really didn't understand trial if I was on the team. I wanted to play baseball, and I went to Chicago, and I guess I tried out for the team. I thought I was on the team. I tried out, and I made the team. So I joined the Giants in 1953 as a Negro League ball player. I signed
and
a
you
contract.
Were... And you were how old, sir, when you started playing Major League Baseball for the Negro Leagues?
I was 17 years old. I was had just graduated from high school, and 2 weeks later, I was playing my first professional baseball game in Memphis, Tennessee. I was with the Chicago American Giants.
That is incredible. And you played two seasons with the Chicago American Giants, and then Major League Baseball called. Not the Negro Leagues, but the MLB, did they not, sir?
Well, see, you know, man, in my book, I tell about how that transpired, because Major Leagues, they didn't scout us. And I was on the Major League, the Negro League team, after Jackie Robinson, became a training ground for the Major Leagues. And people don't know this, but Bress Ricketts' long-range goal was to use the Negro League as a minor league system. They don't write about it much because a lot of our history was not written down. A lot of the stats you talked about was not written down also, because the Negro League team could not hire a statistician to travel with the team. The players themselves kept a lot of their own records. In my book, Secrets of the Negro Baseball League, there's a way thing was happening back then, because if a Major League team were interested in a player that was on the Negro League team, they had to purchase his contract from the team he was on. The team he was on would get enough money from the Major League to pay those older guys that was training us to keep the league going. This is what's hidden. This is something that's not written down about what happened in the Negro League, and this was after Jackie Robinson. And I sum it up by saying, very little was written down about the Negro League from 19, 1949 to 1963.
That is how Major League Baseball used the Negro League, sir, as you were saying, as sort of a minor league, a farm league, if you will, for MLB. And yet it sounds like, you know, this was a relationship that was very asymmetrical in economic power and who got to call the shots. And sir, you got to the first day of spring training for the Chicago Cubs and the unthinkable happened.
Right. I broke my ankle in two places. But what I really want to say, that ended my really major league career, but I felt I could still run as fast as I ever did, but my ankle never healed. It was broken in two places. But what people don't know, man, is that players like Hank Aaron, Ernie Banks, Willie Mays, all was just like I was. They had that long binding contract from the Negro League team they was on, and the Major League team that was interested had to purchase their contract. It's in my book, Secrets of the Negro Baseball League, because they didn't write about that. They didn't know what was happening back then. The Negro team was getting the players ready for the Major League because that was a money-making industry for the team at that time. It didn't last for about four or five years, but it ended up that way, yes.
Folks, you can find that book by Mr. Biddle at DennisBiddle.com. He also runs he is the president of yesterday's Negro Baseball Players Foundation. And do you still have that store in Mayfair Mall? I remember seeing the store that I believe you've run for years with your wife, Patrice, in Mayfair, where you've got some of your memorabilia, your book, and you share some of your recollections of your time in both the Negro League and Major League Baseball.
Yeah, thank you. We do still have the store. Right now, it's not open. It will be open the 1st of November. It's called Legacy Sportswear. It's at Mayfair Mall. We moved to a different location, and that's why the store is not open at this time. It will be open November 1st.
Yeah, check it out in Mayfair Mall. Again, folks, I'm talking with Dennis Biddle, the youngest living player of the Negro Leagues, in honor of MLB playoffs, game two of the wild card, Brewers and New York Mets meeting this evening. I'm going with my pops. Mr. Biddle, my dad was a pitcher as well. Never made it to any of the leagues. But I did want to ask you, sir, because I heard that you are the man who beat the man who beat the man. And yes, we're going to have to take a couple messages, but can you stick around for a little bit more? Because I want everybody to know you are the man who beat the man who beat the man when it comes to pitchers. And I want you to tell that story. Do you have a few more minutes for us, sir?
Yes, I do. I'll be glad.
Wonderful. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, talking with Mr. Dennis Biddle, the president of yesterday's Negro Baseball Players Foundation, the youngest living player of the Negro Leagues at a very young 89 years old. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. More to come, including a discussion with Sarah Spain, the strategic communications director of Emily's List. We're going to talk about that debate when we come back.
The Maggie Dawn Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekday afternoons from 2 until 4. To learn more about this show and all of Civic Media's programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Supporters of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump have gathered in Butler, Pennsylvania, the site of the July assassination attempt. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
Many of them have come from across the country, and some were here at the rally in Butler when the shots rang out on July 13th. They're returning to the site to see the former president once again.
Vice President Kamala Harris is in North Carolina today to survey damage from Hurricane Helene. As people across the southeast clean up after Helene, tropical storm Milton has formed in the Gulf. The National Hurricane Center's Jamie Rome.
The track of Milton will progress over the Gulf of Mexico over the next several days, potentially impacting Florida.
Israel is stepping up attacks in Lebanon as it targets militant groups. CBS's MTS Tayyab.
We've seen over 1.2 million people displaced from their homes in
CBS News Brief. I'm Heather Bar.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.u.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
We got something going here in Madison. Power play goal, Simon Tassie. 2-1 Wisconsin. Stops one and another again to his left. He scores. Oh, he ripped that one over the glove hand. William Grandma, like an octopus in a broom closet.
We are America's college hockey capital.
The relentless resilient.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Fans from Kemp Ice at Baxter Arena in Omaha, Nebraska, we start a new season of Wisconsin Badger hockey. Tonight, the Badgers open the campaign with an exhibition game against the Omaha Mavericks. Jackson Lunsford is our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Happy to have Paul Capobianco of UW Athletics Communications with us alongside. I'm Brian Posick. Well, what a year it was last season. Mike Hastings' first season as Wisconsin Badgers head coach, a 26-12-2 record. Right there for a Big Ten regular season championship until the final weekend of the regular season and back to the NCAA tournament for the first time in a few years. The Badgers lost quite a few players from last year's team, but have regrouped and added 12 more, and excited to see what this young squad brings to the table here this season. Meanwhile, Omaha, under eighth-year coach Mike Gabinet, won 23 games a year ago, finished fourth in the NCHC, almost upset Minnesota in the NCAA regionals in Sioux Falls. They have 14 newcomers on their roster, one of which is former Badger Sam Stang, who transferred here during the offseason. Well, Paul, it was a great year for the Wisconsin Badgers last year. Mike Hastings brought an energy, a focus, an accountability to the program. And boy, the young men that were on the ice last season performed very, very well.
Yeah, it was such a fun year. Some incredible highlights. Kind of got started early on last year with a trip to Minnesota that got things kind of the ball rolling, and back to the Kohl Center for Michigan, and things kind of just stayed from there. Not the ending of the season the team wanted, but it's just the future is super bright. Coach Hastings has been a winner everywhere, as we talked about a lot last year. And you start this year, you can kind of feel the comfortableness of the coaching staff. Just feels more relaxed. Everyone knows what to expect with each other. The coaches, the players, the staff all knows each other better. And you can just kind of feel that comfort level, although there are, like you mentioned, 12 new players that are going to get used to how things run. But there's a bigger group of people there to kind of lead them through the way and see, understand what the coaching staff expects of all of those players. And it's just another fun year. A great ending last year, and it's something you want to be consistent now and build on and have a season in the same ballpark. That was a really good season. It's hard to do that every single year, but that's what Coach Hastings has done his entire career, and so that's the expectation now for Wisconsin. And it's exciting to see what this team's going to do. Don't really know yet.
Yep.
But there's some really talent to start with us for sure.
No doubt. Wisconsin 26-12-2 a year ago, tied for second nationally in scoring defense, had one of the better penalty kills in the nation as well, finished second in the Big Ten to Michigan State, lost in the opening round of the conference playoffs in three games to Ohio State, then waited 18 days for the national tournament to begin, and in Providence took defending national champion Quinnipiac to overtime before losing 3-2. And in that, along the way, the Badgers lost a lot of key players from that squad. Matthew D. St. Fowl, 87 points, 141 games. He's now in Wilkes-Barre Scranton of the American Hockey League. David Cilia, who had 32 points in his lone year with the Badgers, now with Calgary in the American League. Carson Bantle, 14 goals as a senior. He's in Grand Rapids of the AAHL. Cruz Lucius, 68 points in 70 games in 2 years with the Badgers. He transferred to Arizona State. I mentioned Sam Stang, who's here. Luke LeMaster, 64 games. The defenseman now will play in Fairbanks. Brady Cleveland, 16 games as a freshman. He transferred to Colorado College. Mike Borlicki, the team captain a year ago, 125 games played in the Cardinal and White, now in the East Coast League with Idaho. Charlie Stramel, 20 points in 67 games with the Badgers. He moved on to Michigan State. William Whitelaw, 10 goals as a freshman at Wisconsin, now playing for Michigan. And then last year's Richter Award winner and All-American Kyle McClellan, who tied for fifth for most wins in program history, second in goals against average, save percentage, and winning percentage, has moved on to the professional ranks as well. Eight freshmen. Some say this is the best recruiting class in the Big Ten that Mike Hastings, Todd Kanat, Nick Oliver, and Kevin Murdoch put together, plus four transfers. And we'll talk about all these new faces as we move along here, but there are a few that we should point out here during the pregame show.
Yeah, for sure. Leading the way, at least for the freshman group, is Logan Hensler, the defenseman from the national team program. He's, if you look at projections and early draft for the 25, early projections for the 2025 NHL draft, he's some of them top five, some of them top 10, right up there with the best D looking ahead. And he's a big guy, he's all around player, he got some offensive flair. And we were kind of joking yesterday when he was skating around. Not that you want to compare anybody, but his face through the visor looked like Justin Schultz a little bit yesterday, yep. Which obviously he's got a long way to go. He had a pretty good NHL career going. But then there's great leaders. There's winners on this team with a couple of guys from Fargo last year. Gavin Morrissey, who the coaches and staff really likes. Anton Castro was a goaltender for Fargo last year. You got Adam Pietola and Ryan Botterill, both played for Youngstown. Youngstown both had nearly 30 goals last year. They're a couple of good goal scorers. It's just kind of a solid class. Like, Hensler leads it for as far as the flash, but all those guys are pretty solid. They're exactly what Todd Kanat and the coaching staff loves to find, the formula they've kind of had. They're gritty, they're leaders, they're winners. And they're good on the ice, too, and that's a great combination.
And then the transfers, too. That's the four young men that have joined this program seem to get exactly what Coach Hastings and his staff are trying to put across.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you went through the whole list of all the guys that left Wisconsin after last year. Honestly, that kind of didn't really register in my head until you went through the whole list right there. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
But they definitely filled in a little bit. Starting in goal, Tommy Scarfoni from RIT was a Mike Richter Award semifinalist last year and the Atlantic Hockey goaltender of the year. So he's a great place to start with. A couple of 18 goal scorers for Michigan Tech with Ryland Mosley and Kyle Kukkonen, who people might know from the Madison Capitals a couple of years ago. Throw in Cody Laskowski, who has a couple of double-digit goal-scoring seasons for RIT and a 40-point season last year. I mean, that's you replace with some pretty good offensive players that have somewhat proven in college, and you're going to look to some of those guys to score goals because that's definitely an area you're kind of wondering where it's going to come from.
Yeah. Remember last year, Wisconsin opened the season with a Big Ten series against Ohio State. Tonight, they open the season with an exhibition game. They get to practice tonight before they open for real next weekend at home against Lindenwood before the Buckeyes come to Madison the following weekend. And we'll hear from second-year head coach Mike Hastings coming up, plus a special ceremony tonight at about 6:07 or so, where Mike Kemp, the former longtime Badgers assistant coach and head coach here at Omaha, will have the rink dedicated in his honor. We'll hear from Mike Kemp during our pregame show as we move along. Face-off is scheduled for 6:17 Central Time, so you get to hear Paul and I talk a lot for the next 40 minutes or so. And you're going to hear a lot from Mike Hastings when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I've got some good news about prices, especially at the pump. Gas prices are the lowest that they've been in years right now. The statewide average in Wisconsin is about $3.02 a gallon, and there are 10 counties, including Eau Claire and Sheboygan, where the average price at the pump is under $3. Gas prices have been heading south since this summer when Biden and Harris released 1 million barrels of oil from one of our big reserves to help us avoid a summer gas price surge. And I am all for doing whatever we can to keep gas prices down. So I don't want to hear any more of this talk about tariff taxes on imports. Half our gas comes from overseas. I can't afford to pay more for that. Let's keep our gas prices down. For more Everyday Money news, check out Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
We're at Baxter Arena in Omaha, Nebraska. The Wisconsin Badgers open their season tonight, an exhibition game against the Omaha Mavericks. And sitting here with head coach Mike Hastings, starting his second season with the Cardinal in white after a very successful first season, 26 wins. Went down to the wire for the Big Ten regular season championship, got back to the NCAA tournament as well. I know fans really enjoyed last season. Mike, what did you take from that last season?
An experience for all of us to learn from. You can see what I think the passion that is involved in Badger athletics, Badger hockey, when you can string some wins together and get some momentum and fill the Kohl Center again. It's an eclectic building. It's definitely a home ice advantage. And then just trying to build upon that and understand what the expectations are going forward.
You have 12 new faces in uniform this season, too, much like last year. You know, obviously, a number of players hadn't played for you last year, but as far as fans looking at a roster, you know, half of it is different once again. So 8 freshmen, 4 transfers. How's the mix of this unit from the time you started practice back in September?
As far as chemistry, human beings, doing things the right way, enjoying each other's company, putting the work in. This group's been really good. Now we'll start to expose, can we take that and translate that to success on the ice? And from day one, this group really has meshed well together in understanding what it is to be a Badger and what the expectations are going to be going forward, and they've bought in. And so hopefully we can manage this opportunity and learn a little bit from it before we get into live fire next week.
Owen Lindmark, Daniel Lotch, and Anthony Kerr, the captains of the Wisconsin Badgers this season. And you were talking about knowing what it's like or becoming a Badger, being a Badger. You learned pretty quickly. You had to when you were first hired. I'm wondering if that was just a mad scramble for about 8 or 9 months for you, getting used to new surroundings, a new city, new program, new administration, everything with Wisconsin hockey life.
Yeah, it was different, but it was exciting, as you just mentioned, and a growing experience. Early in the season, we had quite a lot of experiences of success. Won a lot of hockey games, didn't have a lot of valleys. We had quite a few peaks, and then as the season went on, actually Owen ended up getting dinged up a little bit before we went to Ohio State. We get beat there twice. We started leaking oil a little bit towards the end of the year. And because we get beat in the first round, we have a long layoff. And so, again, a season that involves peaks and valleys, and you try to learn from them both. But unbelievable experience. Excited about what's in front of us. Really proud to be having the W on my chest, just like our team.
So many things I could ask you about your first summer in Madison. We'll do that on your first radio show on Tuesday night on the Badger Sports Network. Mike Hastings with us. Wisconsin opens the season with an exhibition against Omaha. More in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance,
like your first home expansion
or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
It's Wisconsin and Omaha tonight. Face-off coming up just a little bit after the top of the hour. Brian Posick with head coach Mike Hastings, who for 14 years was the head coach and general manager of the Omaha Lancers in the USHL, then became an assistant coach to Dean Blaze at Nebraska Omaha, is what it was called back from 2009 to 2012. Omaha holds a dear place in your heart, doesn't it?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time here. Both children were born in Omaha. Spent 14 years as a head coach, 1 year as an assistant coach in the USHL, and then 3 years under Blazer. And I think it's a great community. I think they're very passionate about their sports, just like Badger fans. And it should be a great opportunity for not only myself to connect with some other people, but an opportunity for us to learn a little bit about ourselves as a program.
One person you connected with earlier today, Mike Kemp, former longtime Wisconsin Badgers assistant coach to Jeff Sauer. He was the first head coach in Omaha hockey history and did an excellent job, went on to become an associate AD, interim AD, and tonight they are dedicating the ice, Mike Kemp Rink at Baxter Arena. You've known Mike for a long time, one of the really good men, not only in hockey, but that you'll ever see in any walk of life.
Absolutely. His wife, Julie, and just family members. We saw a little bit downstairs last night, but this goes all the way back. I was in Omaha as a head coach with the USHL, as you referenced earlier, and Mike, David Quinn, that staff came in and started to build program from scratch. And, you know, Mike had 14 years with the Badgers, and it seems like everywhere he has touched in his career, there's people like you, people like myself, that speak about him the same way we do and hold him in a high regard, just as a human being, somebody that you and I have talked, other than this interview, just about the respect that we both have for Mike. On whether it was hard times, good times, or in between, he didn't really waver. And he's always been a mentor of many, whether that's Mike Gabonet, who's here now as the head coach, and he's helped build this program. So excited to be a part of the ice sheet being named for him tonight. It was good to see him during the pregame skate today. He stopped by the bench, so it was good to see him. And great to see him be honored in a way that's well-earned and well-deserved.
Omaha won 23 games a year ago, took Minnesota to overtime in the NCAA tournament, almost knocked them out. They returned quite a bit. It's an older club, a couple of former Badgers on this Omaha squad, Sam Stang and Zach Erdahl. We'll talk more about them coming up. Obviously, I mentioned that you have 12 new faces. One young man who's no longer with the program is last year's All-American goaltender in Kyle McClellan. We wish him the best as he pursues a professional career. So you have Tommy Scarfone, a transfer from RIT. You have William Grandma back for his second year. Anton Castro came in from the Fargo Force. You're going to suit up everybody tonight. So what are your objectives here this evening?
Well, I want to really give ourselves a little bit of a foundation going into next week. And the only way you do that is allowing guys to go out and really cut their own path, give them opportunity to play. And so we're going to do that. We'll probably start a little short roster in the first period to get everybody that's on the bench in the game. I have a couple of guys come in after the second period, but when you're talking about the goaltenders, Scarfone's going to start. Grandma's going to get a piece tonight, and we'll see how that plays out and if Castro gets some ice time also. But I think we need to give everybody an opportunity to show themselves here before we get to the regular season next weekend.
To a man, the guys are ready to play somebody else as well. That's head coach Mike Hastings. The Badgers and the Omaha Mavericks coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. For a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Generac is here to protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Power up today with Econ Electric on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information.
Hi, I don't call radio stations very often.
Your calls are the best calls.
And keeping you inspired and informed is part of the civic media vision.
Thank you very much for broadcasting the Liz Cheney question and answer. I really appreciated that, hearing her voice. And for you to broadcast it like that was wonderful.
Listen to the Liz Cheney interview now on our website, civicmedia.us. Real news and great conversation.
Find it on your local civic media radio station and the app.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. So you're on your own with the wasps.
You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Brady and the Ad Council.
You say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Degrees in Omaha, Nebraska today. Breezy, awfully humid outside, but here inside Kemp Ice at Baxter Arena, it's nice and cool. The crowd filing in for this season opening exhibition between Wisconsin and Omaha. The Mavericks coached by Mike Gabinets in his eighth season, 117 wins, 114 losses, 18 ties, 23 wins a year ago, finished fourth in the league, took 2 out of 3 against Colorado College to advance in the NCHC playoffs, and then lost to North Dakota, actually beat North Dakota 6-3, then lost to Denver in the conference championship game, eventually made it to the NCAA tournament, but got nipped by Minnesota 3-2. Mavericks have lost 12 players, including double-digit goal scorers Jack Randell and Ty Mueller. Also a couple of really good defensemen in Joaquim LeMay and Kirby Proctor. They've added 6 transfers, 8 freshmen. They've got 7 grad students and 1 senior, 9 juniors. A pretty experienced club, and they have 2 young men that used to skate for the Wisconsin Badgers. Eau Claire, Wisconsin native Zach Erdahl, who transferred here 2 years ago and scored 13 goals and 25 points as a junior. And then Sam Stang, who played over 100 games for the Wisconsin Badgers in his 4-year career. He'll wrap up his collegiate career here at Omaha. You could not ask for a better representative for Wisconsin athletics, the university, the state of Wisconsin, or mankind than Sam Stang, one of the great kids you'll ever meet.
Not even an exaggeration.
No, I'm not.
He's only been in Omaha for a little while, and he's one of the alternate captains for the team, so that kind of tells you a little bit about it. But, I mean, he was a valedictorian in high school, just an unbelievable athlete, great kid. We were talking about him this week, sitting in the hallway with a couple of the guys, and thinking back to Dylan Holloway got drafted. That was during the pandemic, and they rented a house, the Holloway family, out on the west side of Madison, and all the guys were out there watching the draft with them, out sitting outside because it was trying to stay distant so you don't do anything. And Sam Stang sitting there in the corner studying while everyone else was watching the draft. He stopped to do when things got important, but he was sure out there studying, and that was just a great example of what he was like, just dedicated person, and again, just a great kid, and hopefully we wish the best of luck for him this year with Omaha.
There's no question. And we remember Zach Erdahl from the inaugural Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off when he scores the game winner and in a shootout and gets the Glazers afterwards. I mean, that was one of the highlights of that season for sure. They have a number of transfers, as I mentioned, including one of their defensemen, Dylan Grattan, actually a pair of them. Grattan played at Penn State. They also have Aiden Gallagher, who used to play at Michigan State. Harrison Israel's a 20-goal score for Anchorage, or Fairbanks, that is, Alaska Fairbanks last year. He's the third line center. Minnesota transfer Garrett Penanimi will center the top line. They've got a pair of kids, brothers, Tanner Lutke, a high scoring forward, and Griffin Lutke, an alternate captain on the blue line. So Wisconsin and Omaha in an exhibition game here tonight. Face off. We're still about 20 minutes away. When we come back, we'll tell you what else is going on in the Big Ten, and we'll hear from the man who's being honored here in Omaha tonight, Mike Kemp. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
In the game of life, every moment counts. Every decision matters, and every choice can make a difference between winning and losing.
At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation, whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow. We build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978.
Explore clarybuilding.com today.
Hey, Badger fans, football is back and fall is knocking on our doors. And you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. Prepare your home for cozy season with a fall furnace tune-up from your local Bryant dealer. Our Bryant technicians will do whatever it takes to ensure your heating system is running safely and efficiently. Don't let a faulty furnace put a freeze on your fall plans. Schedule your professional clean and tune today. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State.